A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 15th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the country's food situation.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
This is a very welcome development, given that we have the challenge that we cannot move those cattle up to non-feed-them-out areas. So the answer is to feed, to maintain those cattle there with what is called survival feed. So we welcome that move and we want to thank government for that. The intervention must be done with speed.
Ah, kunzima mfowethu kakhulu, hey. Ngabe nje uNkulunkulu yasizwela izulu lini sifike nazo sithole ukuphila ngoba hey isimo sinzima kakhulu. Balimile abantu khonapha e-town kodwa sokuphinde kwasha futhi ngendawo yezwi. Balokhu bephindaphinda nje njalo nje. Singathi liyana babuyele balime lihambe kutshe babuyele futhi balime njalo.
Isisi lalimi sokutanga sathi kafunga kare janzwa kuti makaona hauna kumira zvakanaka. Tanga takakumbira kuti tichagirewo vanokwanisa kuti vatenge mombe kuti kwedhisto kuguri kuti mombe dzisoma. Asi ndozotanganawo nedambudziko rekuti nzvimbo idzodzo dzine chirwere chemahwanda. Kuti mombe dzibve ikoko dzichienda kune dzimwe nzvimbo dzisina idzi dzakutoparidza chirwere munyika yese. Saka tinofanira kuti hurumende yakutoromatanhu yekubatira kuti tiende kune chikafu chatinoti survival feed.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the food situation.
Due to a late start of rains and a prolonged dryness across the country, cropped area is still low in comparison to previous years. A seasonal update from the Department of Agricultural Technical and Extension Services estimates that maize cropped area is currently less than a third of the area cropped during the same time last year. Last year's total area cropped under maize was about 10% below the national 5-year average of area cropped for maize.
In recent years, food production in Zimbabwe has been devastated by a number of factors, including natural disasters and economic and political instability. Recurrent drought due to increasingly erratic rainfall patterns, a series of poor harvests, high unemployment, restructuring of the agriculture sector, and high HIV/AIDS prevalence rate at 14.7%, the fifth highest in the world, have all contributed to increased levels of vulnerability and acute food insecurity since 2001. The situation has necessitated large-scale humanitarian food relief operations in the country. More than 1.5 million people, according to the World Food Programme, are in need of food assistance this year, Gibbs.
What do you think about the drought situation in Zimbabwe? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Please don't forget that we are also on Facebook and Twitter, so join in right now.
Mm-hmm. Of course, farmers are also complaining, Gibbs, that their cattle has been decimated by this drought, and it's a big problem. And of course, the WFP has also said that it can only feed about 850,000 people, and the rest of the about 700,000 people who that will be up to the government. But of course, the government is struggling to import maize from Zambia, for example. So it's a big problem, you know. So of course makasununguka vateereri kuti munge muchitifonera muchitudza kuti munharaunda yenyu zvakamira sei munyaya dzechikafu. Tirikuona vanhu vakawanda vari kutumira mashoko kuno pa WhatsApp nepa Facebook vachitaura kuti kunzvimbo dzavari zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Nekudaro makasununguka kuti munge muchitifonera tiitaure nyaya yemamiriro akaita zvinhu munharaunda yenyu, munyaya dzezvekudya uye munyaya dzezvepfuyo. Gibbs.
Ibombe zvinoronda valingali chona njani lapel kona kona ngapo tinangapa isiyaphila sibule omakama. Ye, namhlanje ke sikhuluma ngokwezakala emakhaya. Sizwile ukuthi ke ngwazana izula liko. Lapel nakona ye liyana kancane kulezi suku kodwa abantu bathi seliphuzile kakhulu. Sikhuluma nje kule nkomo esifayo eGwanda, kule nkomo esifayo ePlumtree. Sikhuluma ke emaswingo khona ngale la kungani awukhambi kuhle. Echiredzi siyezwa sibule ukuthi wanlonyaka kunzima sibili. So ke abantu sizokutwa khona ngale chiredzi abanye sebethengisa inkomo nge $30 yona inkomo i600 kumbe i500. So lokho kuyethusa sibili kakhulu. So kuyini khona ngapha elikhangelane lakho ngemakhaya. Sicela ukuthi lisifonele khona manje sixoxene ngodaba lolu. Ludaba luqakathekileyo kakhulu lingasalele muva lapha khona. Ye, nasi nombolo. Uyithathe khona lapho nqa ungela ballpoint ibhale phansi ehlabathini. Asithembe ukuthi ngakula moya nqa libhala khona lapho. Ye, nasi nombolo. 001-202-619-2077. Yenza iphindo kokugcina 001-202-619-2077. Lifona kanye selifona khona ngapha. Ye, asitshobe mfowethu.
Onguka hama dzadiwa. Tinoda kuti munge muchifona tichitaura pano pa Studio 7 nezvemamiriro akaita zvinhu munharaunda yenyu. Uye pane vamwe vari kuchema chema Gibbs kuti zvikoro zvakavhurwa asi vana vechikoro vamwe vanogona kutadza kuenda kuchikoro nenyaya yekuti chikafu chacho hapana. Makasununguka hama dzadiwa kuti mutifondere panhamba inoteera inotiyo 001-202-619-2077 kuti tinge tichitaura pano pa Studio 7 nezvemamiriro akaita zvinhu munharaunda menyu. Gibbs.
Ye, icingo lapha vele sesilo baba ke uMandla Nkosi. Mandla Nkosi, kunjani baba?
Ngiyaphila, linjani baba?
Siphile kakhulu. Mkhonyana ungaphi khona?
NgiseJotsholo.
Ye, kunjani Jotsholo kolapho ke mkhonyana?
Wena namhlanje izulu lingani lihlelezile kakhulu lapha eJotsholo Center, but iqiniso lihle ukuthi izulu lonyaka alikho mfowethu.
Kuhamba njani?
Well, ukuchisa khonoko kukhona nje okukhanya kuchisa indawo ezinengi. Khanya izulu sibili aba osongqondo abama-scientists labana abathelezo ikhathi bakuthi ukuthi izulu alikho nje liqiniso sibili. One silomnyama nje sililezweni la.
So ke akusitshela ukuthi nxa usemasimini ubonani khonapho?
Well, indawo ezinayesengizihambile la nxa ngisizwa ngabantu bebekhuluma bathi khona kuchile ngiyafika ekhaya ecrossbavale indawo zijambezi akulaludo futhi kuchile.
So ke nxa kuchile kunjalo abantu bathini bazayenzani?
Well, angazi ukuthi singayenza njani into enjengale ngoba these are natural events. Kodwa ke ngifisa mhlawumbe ukuthi kanjalo silaba abantu abakholwayo abokholo amachurchi asikhulekeni mhlawumbe laba ababayo bekhona amasiko embizi ngenza something kuzama ukuthi sicele ophezulu engxenye engasincedisa okunye kuzodlisa inkosi mhlawumbe asinazi kahle ezweni but ibanazela ukuthi uhlupho lolu alukho eZimbabwe kuphela nxa besitsho. So kusho ukuthi nje into e-affectayo mhlawumbe engcebeni wezizwa se-Africa.
Ye, manje nxa sikhangele kusiya phambilini kumele abantu benzeni ukuthi ibazilungisele phela mkhonyana ngani kuyahlupha Mandla Nkosi lokho?
Ngaleke ukuthi kudala ilizwe lethu ababusi babevele beplanile ukuthi kuzakuba lezinto ezinjalo. Okumele ukuthi abantu like makhele i-water project le izanto ze-water project le ngabe bayifuqa kakhulu abakhokheli bethu mfowethu ngabe sesikhathana balisa ukuthi kube nama-irrigation schemes ukuzephila sisustaine nxa sibule drought sibonke siphila njani.
Akuphose amabili amathathu ukukhulume lohulumende umtshele sibile ukuthi ngabe ngabe ukufisa khonapho ukuthi kube khona kuyini?
Ngifisa ukuthi uhulumende-ke avuthelele izanto ezi-water project le liyithathe seriously smart ways ngayithatha seriously the past bazame sichange mhlawumbe i-corruption sikhangele izinto ezifocus ezisa i-development andiyabona ukuthi singabe silama water lokhu sile irrigation scheme ngaba sihlupheki ngabe izinto ziright ngaba amadamu akhiwa kwezinda amafanzi wona lawa adlaliswayo amanisi wazwayo ngaba yafukho anedise izulu ngoba phela balaba abasifusayo uhulumende wethu abantu kuna ngabalungile ethu ukuthi sikhulume ngalokho okusifuka kathi sisakhalela ubani sikhalela kubona ngoba bafawulwe ngumdala ukuthi lathi sikhale kiwo so abathathe imbono yethu bakufake into their normal senses bafake i-preference ebantwini ababaphakamisa na sibavotela khopha sibavotela ukuthi basibuse ngendlela esiyithandayo.
Awubone ke Mnumzala Mandla Nkosi, siyabonga kakhulu kwelapha ejotsholo. Asicabange siyaphambili ukuthi hayi ngelilanga kuyalunga baba.
Hayi ngiyabonga njalo ngidisela ama-warriors-ke ukuthi adlale kahle sibona uba kuthiyamba lapho abancedisa sisamhlophe bazawina eRwanda ngishisela ihlanhla iZimbabwe.
Ye, sibongela kakhulu ke Mnumzala Mandla Nkosi, ungadinwa lokusasa Mnumzana. Yeah, blessing. That was Mr. Mandla Nkosi is in Jotsholo. That is Matabele North Province. Mm-hmm. So he says he has visited several places, you know. They include Cross Mabale, Jambezi, and his own home area. And he says the situation is very bad in terms of crops. He says most of the crops are actually wilting.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing people can do. But he says going forward, you know,
mm-hmm.
government should come out with very good programs like irrigation schemes and so forth. You know, he says, you know, in the olden times, there were those plans to revive the Matabele and Zambezi Water Project.
Mm-hmm.
And something just went wrong along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, please go for it. And he wants it tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And then we're Sulu Mnumzana, umoyo futhi ecingweni wase Botswana. Baba moyo ungatshona njani khona lapho eBotswana?
Sitshonile baba, letshona njani?
Hayi, sitshone kakhulu. Ungaphuka ngikhona khona?
NgiseGaborone.
Kunjani eCapes?
Gaborone ilanga liyatshisa mani.
Kuyafika mpela, eh?
Akuyashiwa mntu enkosi, kuyashiwa sivive ekhangele ePlumtree.
Oh, ePlumtree ngapha kwangona?
ePlumtree lapha eNgwizi.
Oh, eNgwizi. Kunjani eNgwizi ngale?
Ah, komile. Inkomo sesikhalisa ukufa.
Ungabona lesi dlonono singasakhali egangeni esikhathi lesi kwasijon?
Awu, kuvela kuzwakali lutho. Noma uhamba, ngingahamba ngafika kubomatopo eKZN, ambonanga manzi, not i-drop yamanzi.
So, akusitshele ngekhaya eNgwizi ukuthi kunjani sebeni?
Hayi, kubi kakhulu. Into embi kakhulu ziyinkomo.
Zime njani? Ngicacise sebeni
abantu ukuthi at least abancede ngokudla kwenkomo ibaphungule intengo.
So ke inkomo sezithengiswa malini endaweni zeNgwizi?
Khathesi hayi, bezisajula kancane inkomo kwezima-300.
Kwezinye indawo bathini?
Sizwa kwezinye indawo sikhuluma ukuthi inkomo sezithengiswa ama-200, ama-250 asazayo.
So kutshona konke kolonko kuya ngaphi manje njengoba indlala izabamba kangaka?
Isimo esikiso kade sizima kakhulu. Bekufisa sibe kunganceda kakhulu ukuthi ngabe uhulumente uyama ngenyawo ngoba amanzi aswelakala the whole of Southern Africa. Hayi sithi sodwa. So ukuthi ngabe uhulumente uyabamba kugcine ukuthi amanzi akhona special amanzi avela groundwater kugejwa amanzi phansi asingathi.
Kodwa kuyabe kusitshona ukuthi kudingwe i-ground water nale. Kwenzakala
yini? Kungenzakala ukuthi uhulumende phela noma ezama abantu abamele bayenze leyo msebenzi yabo khanye kahle bacace kahle ukuthi benzani.
Ye, akuphose phela one or two amazwi.
Noma abufisile. Noma abufisile ukuthi uyenze amanzi. Siyafisa ukuthi ngabe umunye lomunye ba lesikotsho site samanzi. Kodwa kuba nzima ukuthi uthole ukuthi o-DDF beka lapha ukuthi uzobu thola ukuthi wenza manje.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Mnumzana Moyo, ungadinelwa kusasa baba.
Hayi, kulungile kakhulu, siyabonga baba.
Yes, baba, siyabonga kakhulu. So that was Mr. Moyo. He comes from Ngwizi in Plumtree. That is Matabele South, I think. And he says it's been to Matopo, Kezi and other areas. The situation is really bad. And he says Kekli are actually dying, and you know, in some areas people are selling beasts for about $200 each or up to about $250. But he says there are certain other areas where they're still selling beasts for $300. So he says what is needed is watering points for everyone in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. I think maybe let's try. I think we have our first guest, Mr. Wanda Chabigwa. I think we'll try to call him. Mm-hmm. We are having problems with mm-hmm. the line. Of course, is the Zimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union president, so that we can just talk to him about the general situation in the country. Tinemwe mtereri wedu ari ku South Africa, mkoma Fredstone Stole. Magadi.
Tinesima magadi ni wongko mabule.
Tirinani. Paru na eripa joni. Ndanzi wati ku Zimbabwe kune zimwe nzimbo kwa mpoti na yei na yei.
Apa joni pari kuna zimwe nzimbo zino pisa baka dini koko.
Aiwa kuno kurinani kurungo titono re hako. Nasi tukutawara ninye chikafu hii. Muruku tumira chikafu kumba ere ziru kufamba se.
Kumusha tino shumza udea mariko wa roku. Naku ya kudotora kumwe kumabasa hacho asu kumbo wanipo wanungwa na roku tenga mkai chete.
Mabasa asu kufamba shakanaka.
Asu kufamba shakanaka. Unasu namwe kumusha inga vanani.
Imi mune mchita basa rei koko?
Isiri madaka boy.
Kwa hakuna construction irugit kwa ere?
Ma construction ariko zao ase. Vano badara wache mauma badara wache hacha mboi siki so vano dakulita.
Saka hapa mune mshandira makamba nere kama mune mshandira wano wano nge wachi waka?
Tule shandira wano vosa wano wano waka wano.
Ndewe kumusha ere kama tuwe msouth Africa emom?
Ndewe munu msouth Africa.
Saka mlopo wa mari pazuwa manji?
Pazuwa kuna kupo 100 rand, anewa ndewe $6 kana kutu kumusha.
Saka iko zunezi zina zina umira mushi?
Zina mbu kala zina mushi. Zina mbu kala zina mbuna choro mkazi na wana kachama na uta zialu mbezele. Uro kuna ni wazi kia uchawe ripa zishawa na.
Ai wakada zvadaro zvitike zvati obei. Bati manga mambo tenga ombeu here kumusha zviri kufamba sei?
Ndeu kutotenga kumusha zvoro vafonera variko kumusha kuti ndomuna izvokuita nokuti isu kuno kumari chaiyo tanoguma kutimira pa Christmas. Zvisho manene hakona yake zvinji.
Ko saka zvinone kudonha kwerandi uku zviri kufamba sei?
Iko zvino zvatova wesi chaiko.
Hapana chekubati.
Unoroti kana wadova navo yekupfu uchirarama zvatofamba.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vasitole nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Neniwo mune zuva rakanaka.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru.
Tatenda.
Tatenda. Of course, Gibbs, Mr. Stole is in South Africa and he's giving us another dimension. He's saying jobs are now scarce. He's in the construction industry. And he's saying also with the weakening of the rand, it's bad news for Zimbabweans that are in South Africa. And I think we have our guest, Gibbs, that is Mr. Wanda Chabigwa, president of the Zimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union. Mr. Chabigwa, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing fine, and thanks for joining us. We understand, Mr. Chabigwa, there were rains in some parts of the country. Tell us, what is the situation like?
We know we were warned earlier on in August that we are going to face a very bad rainfall season due to El Nino, but coming back to the ground, as from Monday, the situation changed. We've been receiving quite some widespread rainfall that has given us as farmers some hope.
Now, let's talk about that hope, Mr. Chabigwa. Do you still think that you are going to get anything from the fields, or is just hope, you know?
It is a hope on the background of the, because we work very closely with our meteorological office in this country. The latest forecast that they gave for January to March in terms of the their predictions and what they see, it doesn't give us hope. But, you know, a farmer's spirit does not die. A farmer's spirit is very difficult to kill. We only hope that when things are okay at the moment, we believe maybe the El Nino phenomenon might ease, but that's especially when we talk about what we are seeing and feeling at the moment right now.
Vamwe varimi vanomboti kana mvura yatinonokei kudai tosimba beads ndozvamuri kukurudzirawo here nembambaira.
Zvakaoma kukurudzira chinhu nokuziva kwatokuita maonekerwo akaitwa mwaka uno wemvura uyu. Zvatakuita takungotaurirana kuti anokwanisa kunge achidiridza ane mvura yapo dzeridzo dzakawanda munhanziridza ane zvakawanda wanda. Takungoti nokuti tirikungoramba takamira pane zvatakaudzwa nevanoongorora nezvemamiriro ekunze nemanayiro emvura, mumwe nemumwe murimi ngaangoita zvaanoita asi achiziva kuti takataurirwa kuti mwaka uno unenge uri mvura shoma.
Ko nyaya yezvipfuyo iri kufamba sei? Tiri kunzwa kuti vamwe kumasvingo vaa kutotengesa nemadhora makumi mashanu.
Nyaya iyoyo iri kurwadza. Inorwadza chaizvo. Taita vanhu pakati pedu vanoti mumwe akasvipika iye ndipaanokupukira ipapo. Tinoziva kuti nzvimbo idzodzo haisi masvingo ega. Matebeleni South map nzvimbo dziri maregion 4 and 5. Mafuro amashoma nokuti mwaka wakapfuura wakaitawo futi dhauri zvakare. Saka ichokwadi kuti varimi vasviswawo pakaoma, asiwo tinoti vanotenga ava katisaatabva tobvatangoita kunge vanhu vasinganzwisiwo kuti idambudziko. Uyu munhu chinhu chachengetwa nemunhu chine mutengo wacho watinomupawo kuti aenderere mberi.
Tinotenda. Ramba henyu muri parunhare. Vachabikwa Gibbs.
Yes, lapa ndopasevafonela katesi ke ababili Blessing oqala kumnumzana Andrew Zaba okhona ngale ke eGoli. Baba Zaba, ungawutshona njani?
Ngiyatshona Dubs. Njani baba?
Hayi, philile Zaba, ungaphi kwangkhona khona?
Ngikhona lapha eGoli phakathi eseGauteng lapha eMalveni.
Wesidikidikini he?
Yebo baba.
So uchaya isikopo segusha ukumbe something?
Angangizwa Dubs.
Uzichayela nje isikopo segusha he?
Yebo.
Ye, akutsho ke ukuthi ungathini kakhulu kokwenzakalezi baba?
Hayi, okwanamuhla amaningi angilawe Dubs, kuphela ngibe ngibonisa i-suggestion yokuthi ngesikhathi uma sikhula sibonile ma kusiba le nduko ezinje, abelungu ngesikhathi sabelungu kade bebona iplani bagibela izindiza bayawazi amayezi ababewathiya kuthiwa yini amabhomu akhona, badubule amayezi kumbe ukuhlanyela amanye amayezi. Manje thina sathi asibafuni abelungu, kube kathi alabana abantu ngabantu njengathi, bezasinceda labana abantu ngoba banakho konoku ulwazi lololu. Bengicabanga ukuthi i-suggestion eke yakhulunywa ngenye indoda yokuthi izambe ezi-hota project kuba ngabe bayilungisa bengesamihlawu yokuthi i-supply yakhona idlula lapho abakuzonda khona. Ungabe kathesi sikhuluma ngezinye iindawo ezinendlala ezinye zilungile, manje kathesi kutshe yonke indawo Dubs. Okuyukuthi uba ngabe uhulumende ethu yenza lokho, ngabe sikhuluma ngento engcono, ngoba e-South Africa sikhuluma ngendlala, so akula zulu eliningi kodwa bayathelezela labana abantu. Siyadla umumbu khonapha siyawudla.
Yebo phela.
Yebo Dubs.
So ke ungaxwayisa uthini manje abantu beZimbabwe njengoba phela imali ayikho yokuthi bayeza amayezi lana okhuluma ngawo?
Imali kayiso zibe khona, anti khangela kathi sikhula abanye abahlale emahotelini beceda ama-4 million. Unibona njani Dubs?
Oye. Ngiyakuzwa sibi.
Manje zaba khona njani? Hey, uke lo kade fanele bakucaba ngedupsi, becaba ngelilizwe bengazicaba ngelibona.
Aha.
Yebo, siyabonga dupsi ikonthe angilawa amaningi namhlanje kodwa bensuggest ukuthi uba ngabe kunjengakudala bayenze ngokukhona ukusenziwa abelungu badubula amayezi lana awe. Abafundileyo bayakwazi kumbe kuthiwa ngama-negative and positive. Amayezi akho namagama akho nabayawazi. Badubula izulu line sasikwazi kusenzakala khona lokhu.
Awuboni kuqedile kholapho zaba. Ngibongele kakhulu belempela vikele. Ye.
Ngiyabonga dupsi.
Mm-hmm. So according to Mr. Zaba, you know, the government should do some cloud seeding, you know. Mm-hmm. But he says, unfortunately, some whites who used to do this, we're actually forced to leave the country, so there's nothing that we can do now. So he still believes in what used to happen long back. Yeah. So now we've got another caller, Mr. Zitani Moyo. Kumbe ngithi Baba Moyo, unjani kona phezi baba?
I'm right to give them that.
No, Pilili, ibizo bani Moyo? Anguzwa kuhle.
Ngingu Zitani Moyo, the plant.
Oh, yeah. Unjani Moyo, kona phezi plant?
Hayi right nje kuningindi leqa lokufika namuhla.
Ehe, kunjani masendo kulaphi iproject yami lokho ikona leyana? Ngijabulayo.
Ya ikona.
Ah ubone ke iphosela kweke moyo. Ungathini ke ingakona ukwenzakala endawo.
Indlela isibulele izifuzo ziphelile baba kini.
Mm.
Aziphelile inkomo akuphela, imbuzi lesibuyela sikwazi ukuthi silima ngani. Kulindela kambe inkomo nje lakhe.
Mm, so imbuzi lazo ziyafa kumbe lokho ezingani ziyasilasela mpijana?
Hayi, imbuzi ziyaresista ngoba imbuzi idla ukudla okuncane, inkomo izezile nkinga, la madonti waphelayo adla ukudla okuningi.
Oh ye, so singathi-ke sezife zabanganani khonapha emasendo endaweni le?
Aziningi iy'namba ngingaqamba amanga ukuthi zinganani kodwa ziningi silinde isizarisibaya kula muntu ongakhaliwe.
Mhm. So manje kuthwani nxa kunje?
Manje ngikushilo ngayanceda ngokwenza amadamu ukuthi lanqale izulu elincane elinayo. Sikhona ukulileka ukulidinga.
Ehhe.
Ngoba manje ukubaleka. Bayadlula kula madamu inkinga ekhona ebangela inkwango.
Aha. Hayi siyakuzwa moyo kakhulu sibongile kakhulu lapho khona kolapho ungathina lokusasa.
Okay, alami ngiyakungena kuhlelo
kwakho. Hayi sibongile kakhulu ke ye. Nangoke umoyo. Ye, hayi zababingele kakhulu ye. He's saying hi to you and Tunga.
Hayi, siyabonga.
So he says Zimbabwe should actually do some water conservation kind of projects, you know. Like, you know, taping some water from rivers. And he says in Plumtree where he is, cows are dying like mad, you know. It's really sad, you know.
That's really sad. Yeah. Before we go to our callers, let's go to our guest because we'll be having him for a few minutes. That is Mr. Chabikwa. Mr. Chabikwa, this issue of stock feeds, why is it that farmers do not have hay, for example? What is happening?
Well, it's all is coming from the natural phenomenon where last season we did not receive adequate rainfall. So the fodder bank, which is supposed to, for profitability, supposed to be naturally found where we rear cattle. Now, if anything, we currently have barrels in place, but we should do, see if we can see as farmers ourselves an impending shortage. If you say impending shortage, then we will look for hay. But what is hay? Hay is grass that is grown somewhere and you have buried it and you are moving to elsewhere.
Mr. Chabikwa, please stay on the line. We'll come back to you. Amai Susan na Mkoma Oliver rambe muri parunare.
Yeah, lo babu Isaac Bofu ubambe kona ponga kachana.
For our radio listeners, unfortunately it ends here. The good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voizimbabwe.com and press on live talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying stay tuned.